I started the two dots at the bottom of Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, Shechitat Kuti Muteret. Shechitat Kuti is fine. But Med Varim Amurim, when is this true? Kish Yisrael Omeid Al Gabav. When is a Jew standing over him? Aval Baal Mutzao Shishachat comes and finds that he already did the Shechita. Chotech Tzayit. Then he cuts off a Gezayfrim Notenlo. Achalo Mutar. If he's willing to eat it, Matar Lechol Mishchitato, then you can eat from his Shechita. Bimav Asur Lechol Mishchitato. If not, then you cannot eat from his Shechita. Kiyotzebo. You have a similar case. Matzabi Ado Dukuria Shel Tziparim. Found his hands. Rashi says Dukuria Shel Tziparim means like birds that were strung. Whereas Tosa says it's a basket of birds. Puteya Roshu Shel Echad Mehem cuts off, pops off a head of one of them. Benotein Lo. And he gives it to the Kuti. Achalo. If he eats it, then you can eat from Mishkita Bimlav. Not Asur Lechol Mishkitato. Then you cannot eat from Mishkita. Now, yesterday, staff, we had Rabbi and Rava, we had a machlokus between them. What do you need in order for a Kuti's Shkita to be kasher? According to Rava, you needed just Yotzei Benichnas. According to Abaye, you needed Omeid Al Gabav. So now the Gemara brought this Breita down, and that's going to explain how their positions derive from this Breita. Abaye Daik Miresho. Abaye was medayek out of the reisha, v'rova deyek miseifo. Abaye deyek miresha. Abaye took it out of the beginning of the breita, taima, the Yisrael omeid al gabav. It says explicitly, beginning of the breita, that Yisrael omeid al gabav. Aval yotzei v'nichnas, lo. Yotzei v'nichnas is not sufficient. Rova deyek miseifo. Right, it says in the seifa the case, because it says there, tama deva umitzao shishachat. That's a problem here, or the issue here is that he came, and then he found it was already nishchat. Aval yotzei v'nichnas shapir dami. But had he been going in and out, it wouldn't have been a problem. The problem is now he shows up and all of a sudden it's nishchat. If he walks in and it's already nishchat, that means he had no interaction before this point in time, and that's what creates the problem. Had there been interaction before this, that would have been fine. That would have been nichnas v'yotzei. Ulabaye kasha seifa. So Abaye, what's Abaye going to do with the seifa? Amalcha yotzei v'nichnas nami ba'u mitzao karile. Baal Mitzvah and Yotzei V'Nichnas are the same thing, because he didn't see it, he wasn't standing Al Gabav, so when he enters in, that's called Yotzei V'Nichnas, that's the classic case of Yotzei V'Nichnas, he comes in and it's already done. Ule Rova, Kasher Reisha, like Shaul just said, that Rova, the Reisha says explicitly that it said he was Omeid Al Gabav. Amar Locha, Yotzei V'Nichnas, Nami Komeid Al Gabav Dami. That when you say Yotzei V'Nichnas has the same status as Omeid Al Gabav. And therefore, when it says Omeid Al Gabav, it doesn't literally mean Omeid Al Gabav. Rather, the Yotzei V'Nichnas generates or simulates what would have been Omeid Al Gabav. Ki Yotzibo. So now the Gemara is going to ask or break down the Braita. It said, Matzabi Ado Dukuria Shel Tziparim, Koteya Rosho, pops off the head of one of them. Amai. Why does that work? Lichosh Dilma Haihu Dehava Shochit Shapir. He has a number of birds here. And he pops the head of one of them off. How do we know, or how does that give us any information about the rest of the birds that are there? If he ate from that shechita, that just means that that shechita was good. It doesn't prove anything about the shechitot of the other birds that are there. So Gemara says, okay, Amar Rav Menashe, b'machnisam tachat kinafav. It's a case where he has it under his cloak. The Jew has them, and he's popping out a random head over here. And since he has a random head, he doesn't know which one he's picking from. The fact that he's willing to eat from it means that they are all otherwise good. The Gemara says, "V'dilma simonu havo yaiv lebigavei." Maybe he has a simon on the heads of the birds. He knows which bird is which bird. Rav Sharshia dime masmes le mismuse. That he mushes it up, makes it into in a manner where it would not be distinguishable which head he's giving him. And therefore, if he partakes of it, it means that clearly all the birds in this basket or on the string were a good shechita, because he himself would not eat it unless it was a good shechita, although he's willing to have you eat it because they don't worry about lifnei yiver or lo titen mechshol. V'dilma kasavri kutim in shechita lo'of min haTorah. Maybe the whole reason here that he's eating this is because he doesn't believe there's a need for shechita by'of, because there's no shechita by'of in the Torah. It's not written. It says lo'tamech. According to your reasoning, what about shiya and darsa, kalada, hagrama v'ikur? The five parts of treifot, or the things that can make a treifa b'shechita, is what we discussed in the introduction to Chulin, Miktivan. Those items are not listed explicitly. Those are Alalacha LeMoshe Misinai. Why is it that we don't have any of these items that are mentioned in the Quran? We still rely on them in this instant. Gemara says, Elokevin, Dachziku Behu, Achziku Behu. Since they took a hold of the mitzvah, we assume they do the mitzvah fully, and they do it well. So Hachanami, so say the same thing over here. David Achaziku, that since they took a hold of the mitzvah of doing Shkita Da'uf, that means that they do it properly. If we assume that they've accepted the mitzvah, they do it, whether it's written in the Torah or not. Now, the Gemara says, V'achazok v'lo achazok, v'lo k'tiva t'nahi. Whether they have a chazakah or don't have a chazakah, or they are machzik in a mitzvah, and not machzik in a mitzvah when it's not written in the Torah, it happens to be a machloket tanaim. Titania, we have a braita, matzat kuti, muteret, v'adam yotzei ba'yidei chuvato b'pesach. The matzah of a kuti, not only is it not chametz, but it's good enough to be used for your matzah on the night of Pesach. Lazar oser, lefish en bikiim b'duktukei mitzvot ki Yisrael. It says, not only is it not good to use as matzah, you can't eat it because we're worried about their knowledge or understanding of being shimur and making sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. And so they, since they aren't so medaktikim about the chametz aspect, you can't even eat it. Forget about it for the mitzvah, you can't eat it at all in Pesach. Shimon Gamliel omer, kol mitzvah sheichziku bakutim, harbe medaktikim ba yoter miYisrael. Any mitzvah that the kutim took on, they do it even more stringently and even better than a regular Yisrael. So now the Gemara is going to break this down. Amamar, matzat kutim muteret, if you can eat it, and it's not chametz, then why can't you be yotzei yedei chova on Pesach? So what would I have thought? Lo biki b'shimur. They're not bikiim in shimur. Kamashulan, that they are bikiim in shimur. What this shimur is, Rashi points out here that there are two different types of shimur. The shimur that we're talking about by Rabbi Lazar and the Braita, which is fish ein bikiim b'diktukei mitzvot, over there Rashi says that they are not, or don't know, the shomra. They don't know how to guard it, but over there we're talking about shimur me chametz, me chimutz, to come chametz. Over here, when we're mentioning the Tanakam, who says, you'd say yidei chavato b'pesach, we say maybe they're not good at shimur. This shimur is not me chametz, but rather this is a shimur l'shem mitzvah. That's what Rashi says over here, that it's called, this is the shimur l'shem mitzvah. This is the Rashi l'shitoto that brings that shmira on shmura matzah revolves around the shmira l'shem mitzvah. On the other hand, there are other Rishonim. We did this in Menachot. When we did the Sugya in Menachot, we discussed the fact that Rishonim, like the Rambam, who seem to indicate that the Shimur is even may shat tzira as a Shimur mechametz. It's not an active Shimur in the sense that you have to have a positive thought about the Shem Matzat Mitzvah, but rather it's simply a Shimur from all the way back then that it will not become mechametz. That's a Machloket Rishonim, whether Shimur Matzah or Shimur in general, is Shimur mechametz. Or Shimur, the Shem, Matzat Mitzvah. So over here you see Rashi distinguishing between the two and saying that you need both in order to be Yotzei Yedei Chavato B'Pesach. Rabbi Elazar Oser, V'Yishayim B'Kiim B'Diktukei Mitzvot. That they're Asur because they're not B'Kiim in, again, Shmira Mei Chametz. And Rashi says over here there was a Girsur, those that wanted to explain that Rabbi Elazar is Oser L'Tzeikba Yedei Chavato B'Pesach. That all the Elazar asked was that you use it for matzah mitzvah, for the matzah on the first night. Otherwise, you didn't make it chametz. And Rashi says that doesn't make sense because the lashon of Elazar is oser. Lashon of isur is only used when it's something that's precluded from you using at all. To say that it's oser, you don't say that, if you can't use it for matzah mitzvah, you don't say it's oser. Say that it's not yotzei yedei chavato. You would not be yotzei yechovah. You don't say it's asur. So Rashi says clearly Rabbi Elazar believes asur means asur the gamre. Because the sever, lo bikiya b'shimur. So lo bikiya b'shimur is not the shmira for the shame matzah and mitzvah, it's shmira from chametz. And that's the way Rashi explains it over here. So that means that Rashi, in using the word shimur here, the word shimur has two definitions or two meanings to it. In the case where we spoke in the Amar Mar, the Tanakama, the shimur is referring to the shame matzah and mitzvah. Over here, when we're talking about the shimur for Rabbi Elazar, that's talking about the shmira mei chametz. According to those Rishonim that believe that Shimur is all about Shmira Mechametz, then you have a consistent definition of the word Shimur here. Because in those instances, they're not, you won't have Shmura Matzah, but you will have Matzah. Rabbi Shimur Amel Omer, Kol Mitzvah, Sheikziku Bakutim, Ardei Mitaktikim, Bat Yoter Miyisrael. So, Hainu Tanakamo. That's the same thing as the Tanakama. Tanakama says you can eat it. So too, Rabbi Shimur Amel says, well, if they kept the Mitzvah, then you can eat it. So, Gemara says, Ikabinayu. The difference between them is dichtiva v'lo achzikuba. It's written in the Torah, but we don't find or we don't know if they've taken this mitzvah, or they've been machzik this mitzvah. Tanakama sever gave dichtiva. Since it's written, afgav achzikuba. Even though it's not, they haven't been machzik it. Since it's written, they keep everything that's bichtav. So we don't worry about it. B'shalom sever yachzukin ilog zuklo, that we depend on the fact that they've actually taken on the mitzvah. And once they take it on, we rely on them. But until we know that they've taken on the mitzvah, it doesn't matter that it's written in the Torah. Where it says ihochi, then the lashon of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel isn't so precise. Because it should have said kol mitzvah shechiziku ba kitim. The lashon here is kol mitzvah shechiziku ba. The lashon should have been im chekziku miboy lei. If he's responding to the Tanakhama's comment that when it's written in the Torah, they keep the mitzvah, and he's saying, no, im chekziku, only if they did take it on, that would be a flowing of the Braita where he's responding to the Tanakhama. The fact that he says, kol mitzvah shekziku ba, doesn't sound like he's responding to the Tanakhama who says, oh, when it's written in the Torah. So, ela ika beinayu, the difference between them is delo ktiva. It's not written in the Torah, v'chziku ba, and then they took it on. We know that they're machzik in the mitzvah, but it's not written in the Torah. Tanakama sarek came into lok tiva, since it's not written. Afagav dachzikuba namilo. Then it's no good. Since it's not written in the Torah, despite the fact that they're achzikuba, it's no good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savar came into achzuk, achzuk. Once they take it upon themselves, we can rely on them. So that was what the Gemara said here. Tanahi. This idea, when it's not written in the Torah, but you do have a chazaka, like shchita dof, it's not written in the Torah, and we do have a chazaka about it that they do shkita dof. Do we rely on it or not? So the Tanakhama says no. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says yes. Now Tosus points out over here, muchach mediktiva v'lo echziku bo nami ika beinayu. The Tosus says in other Gemaras, the Gemara concludes that there's also this difference between them, the case that we rejected, which is the chtiva when it's written, v'lo echziku ba. That's also a difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Our Gemara rejected that from the Lashon, but also because it wanted to drive at the machloket that revolves around what we're speaking about, which is a case where it's not written, and achzikuba. So they want the machloket to be in that case, because then that'll help us to say we have machloket tanaim in the distinction or this case that we're talking about where it's not written and achzikuba. The other issue is that why is here that the matzat kuti is muteret? And Tosfos asks the question, v'im tomar halo gazru al pitan? Isn't there a gzeira on pitan? The fisha yu mevatlin binyan beit hamikdash b'mei Ezra. Time of Ezra, the kutim were causing problems for the binyan abayit. They used to interfere. They used to send bad letters to Persia. They did things to stop the binyan hamikdash. So because of that, they were gozer on them that their pitan is asurin, and in order to not to have social interaction with them. So how over here can you say that they go ahead and they eat? It says here in the Braita, which is much later than the time of Ezra, it says, go ahead and have matzat kuti. So the answer says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Demairi hocha bi'isa di Israel. It's a Jewish dough, she'asa kuti mimena matzah. The kuti made matzah out of the Jewish dough. So the gzera doesn't apply here because it's the Jews' dough, it's the Jews' matzah, just that the kuti is the one doing the work. So now, v'im tomar, heich yotzeba, how can he be yotze on Pesach with this? The Shemahu lo shamar the Shem mitzvah. Maybe they didn't watch it. The Shem matzah, the Shem matzat mitzvah. Da chashide alif neiver lo titem mechshol. They are chashud alif neiver din mechshol. So how can we rely on them to say that they did the Shem matzat mitzvah? The answer is kegon shelo achal kuti matzacheret kol alaylo. That was the only matzah he ate that night. So we know that he must have set it up or done it in a way that it was Shem matzat mitzvah. Whereas according to the Rambam, it would be easier. You don't need to come to this. According to the Rambam, are those that say that it's all about shmir mechametz. Then if you see it's not chametz in front of you, then you don't have to worry about it. But that happens to be, and we did it in Menachot, that happens to be a major machloket Rishonim about matzat kuti. Rashi quotes the Gemara from other places where it says that on Pesach, that akmachim batzekot shel uvdei kochavim adam mimalek kviso mehem, that you can fill your belly with them. As long as you eat a kazayit of matzah that was done the shame matzah mitzvah at the end. So over here you see that machim batzeket shalovde kuchavim are totally mutar on Pesach. The machloket Rishonim is that lechatchilo? You're allowed to have matzah nachrin. That's why Rashi reads it in places. If you can see that it's not chametz, you can eat it. As long as, even if it's matzah nachrin, matzah kuti, if you look at it and you see it's not chametz, you can eat it on Pesach. You can't be yotzei yedei matzah with it. Mitzvah matzah, but you can eat it on Pesach. The other Rishonim said, no. This idea that you can eat, that's only if it was shamur. That was only if it was watched, if it was overseen by a Jew. That if there's someone involved in the process overseeing it, then you can eat it. But a stam nachri that brings you batzekol to kikarot to eat, you can't go ahead and eat them because they weren't shamur. They weren't watched. So that machloket Rishonim about how shimur works, is shimur an addition two, and an enhancement of the matzah. As long as you have something that you know is not chametz, don't worry about it. Shimur is something that adds a dimension to it that makes it either better for a matzah mitzvah, because we know for certain it was watched all the way along, that it never got any water on it, or, according to Rashi and the Tosafot here, l'shem matzah mitzvah, is that an enhancement? Or is it a basic need or necessity within matzah? We don't know if it's chametz unless you have the shimur there. And that would make a difference about how you view these kamachim and betzikot shel dei kol chaveim, which turns out is a machlok to be shonim. Again, we did this in Menachot, when we discussed the shimur in Menachot, we discussed this in matzot as well. Right now, the Gemara says gufa. Gufa is going back to Rabba's statement that Rabbi Asher used to explain the Mishnah. Amar Rabba, Yisrael mumar, ochel te nevelot le te'avon, v'deik sakim inotein lo, you check the knife, you give it to him, and mutar lechol mishkitato, then his shkita is fine. My time, what's the reasoning? So we spoke this out yesterday, gave into Ika, if he has an option where he has to make no more effort and he can have hetera, he'll take hetera. He only takes isura because he has such a desire for it. He's driven to eat it. So therefore he overlooks the fact that there's an aveira here when he has no other choice. But if he has a choice, he'll take up hetera over isura where there's no effort to be made. Yochi kilo vadak nami. So if he doesn't check it as well, it should be fine as well. If he's willing to get hetera, why doesn't he do it? Gemara says, mitrach lo tarach. He's not going to make any effort. He's not going to exert any effort to make sure that he gets the hetera. But if he has to do nothing, then oh, fine, he'll eat hetera. So Amar lei Rabbanan the Rava, Tanya de Mesailach. We have a braita that helps you out. Chametzan shel ovrei aveira acharei Pesach. Talking about the chametz of people who left their chametz over Pesach. When you leave your chametz, which is chametz shavar lava Pesach, the Gemara in Pesachin is a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to what the status of that chametz is. Rabbi Shimon says that it's a knas chachamim. Matzah, that it's avar lava Pesach, midoraita is mutar. It's just as a knas chachamim for those that were over avera that they cannot eat it and becomes a sur. So it's an isur derabanan. Rabbi Yehuda has a pasuk. From a pasuk he says that there's an isur lav after Pesach, for chametz shavar lava Pesach, there's an isur lav midoraita on that chametz. So over here we have chametz shavar lava Pesach, and then mutar miyad. You can eat it right away after Pesach, mipnei shehein machlifin, because they swap it out. Rashi claims over here, mutar miyad means literally miyad. You do not have to wait the amount of time that it will take for him to bake new matzot. That's number one. And number two is, you're allowed to eat it right away, because our underlying assumption is, mipnei shehein machlifin, they swap it out. What do you mean they swap it out? He takes it to a guy. He says, listen here, take this chametz, and I'll just take your chametz. So the assumption is that the chametz that he's getting from the Nachri now is not chametz shavar lava Pesach, whereas the chametz that he's giving to the Nachri is something that is chametz shavar lava Pesach. Why does he do this? So Rashi says, call the matzi ovid behetera purta ovid. Since when he benefits by doing that, what's the benefit? That now he will not be eating chametz shavar lava Pesach. He doesn't care that he left the chametz over Pesach. But for a little effort, now he can swap it out, and he won't have chametz shavar lava Pesach. That he's willing to do, that little effort. So then the other thing Rashi says is, it can't be that it's mutar to the individual himself. Because what he's doing, he's swapping chametz shavar lava Pesach with the goy's chametz. For us, as outsiders, it's mutar. But for the goy himself, it's not mutar. What's the difference? Is that his swap, if we say that his swap is a valid swap for himself, then Rashi says, matzah, we find now, that chametz has damim, has value. Because we say chametz shavar lava Pesach becomes batel legamrei, it's worth zero. Therefore, if you destroy someone's chametz over Pesach, you're not chayav for it, because it's valueless over Pesach. But if the truth is, if after Pesach he could swap it with a nachri, and that would be matir, the chametz legamrei, then that, it has value to it. It has value because you can swap it in the end and get chametz that is mutar. If that's the case, you should be chayav if you destroy it on Pesach, because you're causing him a loss, which he could have exchanged for something valuable afterwards. Okay, very good. So Tosfos agrees with you, and he says that he doesn't think Rashi's proof is a good proof, because of exactly what you're saying. So we'll see the Tosfos in a second, but he takes up what you're, or takes the position that you're suggesting. But on the other hand, for anyone else, it will be mutar, because we know that nothing is tofes damav, except for shvi'it and hekdesh. They're tofes damim, which is the monies take on the, whatever the object is, the kedusha passes to it. So over here, we don't assume that the Isur Chametz falls on the new Chametz that's bought here. For an outsider to buy it, it's fine, but for the individual himself, it's not good. And again, he makes this small effort to get through the problem of having chametz bisur. We have questions here. We have Shaul's question. Wait a minute. We just said mitrach lo tarach. He doesn't make an effort. And we have David's question, which is, wait a minute. He's still keeping a bisur over Pesach. I mean, it's not worth damim. The fact that he's willing to do an isur doesn't make it valuable. Tosafos, based on those two questions, sets up the case here a little bit differently, which is, first of all, perush dar behanah the mechro o la'achil po'alim al dich chavim al klavim. The heter here is not to eat the chametz after Pesach. Rashi says you can eat it. Miad, two things he said, right away, and you can eat it. You can consume it. Tosa says, number one, you cannot eat it. It's only mutar behana, and it's mutar for you to give it non-Jewish poalim or to your dogs. Hana, yes. Achila, no. That's number one. Number two is, he says you can't do it right away. He says, why can't Yisrael eat it? Because that's patakum. Patakum, you can't consume. The swap here was for patakum, so how could you eat it? Inami, the other possibility is, it wasn't baked yet, but rather it was still in the dough form. So he's swapping it out in the dough form. Therefore, it would be mutar be'achila. The second thing he says is, that Pesach has to be a case where they did the lisha after Pesach. Because otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz shavar lav Pesach applies even to the chametz of a nachri. He says, what benefit do you add that you swapped it out with a nachri? It's still chametz shavar lav Pesach. So he says, you have to be kadesh yatsu, basically. Kadesh yofu achar Pesach. You have to be enough time that he'll make the batzek after Pesach.
Time, or do you know that it wasn't baked?
You don't have to know, but as long as there's enough time that he could have swapped it out, we assume he did swap it out. So that's the next step. So different from Rashi is, number one, he only says mutar banah, unless it's dough. Number two, he says you can't eat it right away. You have to wait, kadesh yofu, the amount of time that it would take for them to bake it or to make the batzek, whatever time you need. The last thing he says is that Rashi's proof, and Deis and David's question, is not a good proof. He says, listen, the chatchilo, you're not allowed to do this. The chatchilo, you're not allowed to keep the chametz. The chatchilo, you're not allowed to swap the chametz out after Pesach. The fact that he does it doesn't mean that chametz has damim, has value. The fact that he's willing to be over Isurim and create value from it doesn't mean that when you destroy the chametz on Pesach that it really has value. It is valueless. The fact that he is willing to violate an Isur, that's his problem. That's not something that we would recommend to do the chatchilo. And even if he does, it only works b'diavad after the fact. So that's not called damim. Those are the three things that Tosafot disagrees with Rashi's conclusion about what the case is over here. Now, the Gemara says, Sevrua. Ahavamina is Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. So Rabbi Yehuda, let it explain from the Gemara in Psachim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a problem de oraita. Tamar chametz shavar av pesach de oraita. It's an isur lav. But Tani, mepnei shehein machlibin. And we say we rely on the fact that he swaps it out with an achri. Alma, lo shavi ketera b'chal isura. That he won't give up heter and eat isur over here. So Rabbi Shaul says, wait a minute, what do you mean? Here's a tircha. Before we said, if it's any tircha, he's not going to do the tircha. So Tosafot distinguishes here between a tircha of waiting a small amount by the taiva basar of the teavon. There is somebody who will not wait a minute. That's the whole problem. He's a mumar le teavon. He has no patience for anything. He wants to eat it right away. He has no patience. Over here, this is person's mumar to be for money reasons or for whatever reason. He keeps chametz shavar lav pesach. To wait a couple of minutes and swap it out with the nachri, that he's willing to do. That's not a big deal for him. So true, he doesn't care so much about the fact that he kept the chametz around, that he wants it for the value, the monetary value of it. But to wait an extra 5 minutes to get tetera, that he's willing to do. He's not so driven that it has to be something immediate. He doesn't need the immediate hanah. So you have to look at what the mumar problem is here. If the mumar problem is something that he's uncontrollable, he can't control his desire, then we say, all right, then he's not going to wait. He's not going to make any effort. Here, where it's about a lust for money, or there's a need, he won't. It doesn't mean that he needs the immediate. It just means that he won't be so careful with the mitzvah, and that he'd be willing to postpone a little bit. So Tosafot distinguishes between the cases to overcome this problem of tircha. So Mara says, Alma, lo shebikater b'chal isura. That would be a proof to Rava, that when there's a chance of it, tera, he'll take it up. Mimai. Dilma Rabbi Shimon. Maybe the author of this brayta is Rabbi Shimon. Tamar chametz shavar lav pesach is derabbanon. V'chime kelinon. When do we say that we're mekel in dini derabbanon? B'doraita, when you're dealing with shechita, lo mekelinon. When there would not be mekel. B'davi nami Rabbi Shimon. Let's say it is Rabbi Shimon. Miktani she ani omer hechlifu. It doesn't say that we assume that it's chiklifu, meaning that we say, ah, la robe, it will happen because it's the din derabban, and therefore we consider it this way. What does it say? It says, mi pnei shem machlifin ketani. It says, because they do this. What does that mean? Devadai machlifin. Our assumption is that they definitely swap it out. And that means, umabi derabbanon, by dine derabbanon, lo shavi ketera, va'achal isura. So over here, where it's only a din derabban according to Rabbi Shimon, he's willing to make the effort to swap it out. then bidoraita lo koshukein, then certainly in a case of daraita, he would definitely do that. He'll wait it out, and then he'll swap it out to very teiro. So lema misayale. Let's say this helps Rava's position. Akol shochatim vafilu kuti vafilu arel vafilu Yisrael mumar. Everybody can perform shvita, kuti, arel, and Yisrael mumar. So hi arel, hey chidami. What's the problem of arelut here? Arel can do shvita. Arel can do all the mitzvot of Torah. Ilemo meitu echav machmat mila, that his brothers died because of mila. Hi Yisrael ma'al yahu. This person's a full-fledged Yisrael. He just can't have a mila because his brother has had passed away because of Mila. Tosafot discusses whether it means only they passed away after they were older, or even at 8 days, where they sure they did Mitzitza B'peh, and so they knew for sure that it was a good Mila. Either way, whatever the case is, he didn't get a Mila because of the dangers to him. But otherwise, he's a full-fledged Yisrael, so why would you assume that the Shechita is not good? Elab Shechita, Mumar La'arelut. This is a person who's a Mumar, he doesn't care about getting a Brit Mila, he doesn't care about removing his Orla. Because of her, mumar l'davar achad, lovi mumar l'chol Torah kula. Just because he's a mumar to arelut, doesn't mean that he's a mumar l'chol Torah kula, and we can rely on him in other areas except for the area of Brit Milah. Why is he a mumar l'arelut? Rashi says it's because mivait b'mitzvah zu. He kicks off this mitzvah. He dislikes the mitzvah of Milah. He has some problem with the mitzvah of Milah, and therefore he gets rid of the mitzvah of Milah, but everything else he's fine with, and he does. Doesn't make so much sense, because it seems to be such a fundamental mitzvah. The Rambam, on the other hand, codifies it a little differently. The way the Kesem Mishnah makes sense is because of the pain. He doesn't want to experience the pain of Mila. Sounds like he's doing a Mila when he's older, not when he's a young child, but when he's older, he doesn't want to experience the pain of Mila, so he's a Mumar La'arelut because of the pain that he would experience. So that's a reason that he doesn't do it, and that doesn't apply to other mitzvot. He's not dealing with pain. It's a personal pain that he's not willing to undergo. Right, so Mumar would probably imply that he had some option here to do it, Mumar La'arelut, which would imply that he's older, and Rashi's kicking it off, whereas the Rambam seems to suggest that it's decision as when undertake the pain to go through the mitzvah. So therefore, we say, okay, we relegate or we segregate his Mumarut, and we say, all right, he's a Mumar for Arelut, and that's it, nothing else, so he's fine to do Shechita. Ema Seif, what are you going to do with the latter part of that, right? Vafil Yisrael Mumar. Hi Mumar, Echidami, what's that? If you're saying now that Arel is Mumar La'arelut, then what's the word Mumar in the Braita mean? Echidami, I Mumar La'davar Acher, Hainu Mumar La'arelut. If it's a Mumar for something else, then that's a Mumar La'arelut. It's the same case again. Elab Mumar La'oto Davar. That Mumar is a Mumar La'shchita. It's a case of Mumar La'shchita. Ucha de Rava. And it's like Rava's din, which is a Mumar La'te'avon. It says a Mumar La'te'avon, we allow him to do it. Even though he's a Mumar in the midst of Shechita, we still allow him to do Shechita because it's only a Mumar La'te'avon. Mumar says, lo, lo, me melecha Mumar La'oto davar, lo. When it comes to he's a Mumar La'shechita, even La'te'avon, no good. My time, Te'avon, de dashba ke hetera domile. So this is your question before. Once it becomes a Mumar, here we have an Adeya that suggests that once he becomes a Mumar, he doesn't distinguish between Yisur and Heter, because he views the Yisur Keheter. He doesn't see any reason not to eat the Yisur. So even when he's posed with the opportunity to pick between Kosher and Nevela, he'll pick Nevela, because it doesn't matter to him. He's indifferent between the two. So therefore, we wouldn't be able to rely on him in these instances. So that would be the Machloket. Rava believes you can rely on him, because he will choose Heter over Yisur, even when maybe he has to exert himself a little bit, depending on the situation. Again, Mumar La'te'avon, he can't wait, so we don't rely on him to make an effort. In other cases, like by the case of Chameitz, well, we will rely on him to wait a little bit if he knows that he can get Hetera. That's Rava's Shita. The Gemara's response here, the other Shita, those who disagree with Rava, we saw yesterday Abaye disagreed with Rava's position, didn't accept Rava's position. So that is because came in the Dashbak, Heretera Damile. He doesn't distinguish between Heter and Isser anymore. And there you can't rely on him. Even when it's a Makom Heter, we don't rely on him. Ella, Mumar Lavadat Kochavim. So what's the case here? If you say that it's not a case where he's Mumar Lateavon, what is the Mumarut that he's talking about over here? It's a Mumar Lavadat Kochavim. Huda'at Rav Anon, Damar Rav Anon, Amar Shmuel. Shrel Mumar Lavadat Kochavim, Mutu Lechom Shkitato. Shrel's a Mumar to worship of what is a Ra, you're allowed to eat from his Shkita. So now Gemara's like, okay, let's understand this a little better. Gufa. Amar Rav Anon, Amar Shmuel. Yisrael Mumar Lavadat Kochavim, Mutar Lechom Mi Shkitato. You can eat from his Shkita. Says, how do I know this? Kain Matzinu B'Yoshafat Melech Yehuda. Yoshafat Melech Yehuda was a good king. Rashi calls him a tzaddik. Shenene Misudat Achav. He nevertheless ate from the Sud of Achav. He happens to be a Melech Yisrael who was very evil, although he in general had better netiot than his wife Yizeva, because he tended to follow Eliyahu in some instances. But his wife Yizeva was horrible, and he invites Yoshafat to go to battle with him. Shenemar Vayizbach Lo Achav. Son of Akar LaRov, Ula Amashirimo, when Yoshafat shows up, Achav Vizbach lo, he makes for him shechs for him, Sonu Bakala Rov, Lama Sharimo. For the nation with him, and he tries to seduce him, go to battle with him in Ramot Gilad. Dilma Mizbach Zavach, Mechalo, Achal. Maybe he did do Shechita for him, he shechted it, but who says that Yoshaphat ate from it? Fine, Achal prepared the meal, who says that Yoshaphat partook of that meal? It says, he seduced him. So Dilma Bidvarim says, hey, how do you know the seduction was done through food? Maybe the seduction was done through speaking to him, he convinced him. It says, in Hasata Bidvarim. There is no such thing as convincing someone through words. Seduction involves eating and drinking. Hello. The pasuk in Dvarim, ki sitcha achicha benimecha. When your brother comes along and tries to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah, over there it's not talking about achila and shtiyah, it's talking about he's trying to convince you, he talks to you about it. When it says, b'achila b'shtiyah. No, when it says the hasait over there, the hasata over there, it's not something that he talks to you. He invites you over to eat and drink with him, and then he tries to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah. So v'aktiv, doesn't it say in Yov, v'atisiteni bod v'al ochinam? Hashem says to the Satan, when the Satan wants to have Yov, get Yov into trouble, and Hashem says to the Satan, v'atisiteni, are you trying to seduce me? L'aval ochinam, to swallow him up for no reason? I mean, why are you trying to convince me to hurt Yov when he's such a good person? So over there you say, v'atisiteni, obviously by Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no achila v'shtiyah. The Gemara says, exactly, l'malo shayni. You're talking about God, hasata is a different situation. Maybe seduction by God is obviously not about achila and shtiyah, so the verb, when it's used there, means something different than when it's used with human beings. When it's used with human beings, hasata means achila and shtiyah. Gemara says, v'dilma mishteya shte micha lo acha. Maybe he drank, but he didn't eat. So Gemara says, maishna shtiyah. Why would he drink? Why can you drink from his drink? Why can you drink from his wine? Well, if it's wine, we also know that a mumar l'avodah zarah has a problem with yayin. He makes it into stam yayinam, and then you can't drink it. So if we overlook the fact that it is a mumar l'avodah zarah when it comes to the drinking of the wine, it's also to over here, achila nami, mumar l'avodah chavim, lo'avi mumar l'chola torah kula. It says, Hakashta, can you compare the cases? Shtia, the problem with drinking wine, as we just said, was Stam Yenamhu. It's Stam Yenam. Anybody who is a Jew, who is a Mumin Lamer Kuchabim, we assume not that it's Yayin Nesach, because we didn't see him do it actually Yayin Nesach, but we worry about any Yayin that it could be Yayin Nesach, so it's Stam Yenam. So Stam Yenam is Asur, but that, Badaim Lo Nesar, Yayinam Shal Bechavim. That's one of the Shmar Asar Davar, that's one of the 18 things that was instituted when the day that Shammai, Beit Shammai overwhelmed Beit Hillel. But it's Gzeirat Chachamim Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam wasn't around in the time of Achav and Yoshaphat. So that's why he drank the wine. He could drink the wine because there was no Stam Yenam. There's no Isser Gzeira of Stam Yenam. Aval Achila, by Achila, Eim Alacham Mumar Labarat Chachamim Amim Mor Lachol HaTorah Kula. And it's problematic. Where it says, I by Yitema, Lav Urchei Demalko Demishtaya Belo Michla. It's not the proper etiquette for a king to drink and not eat. And therefore, if he drank, he must have eaten. Vi by Yitema, Vayizbach, Vayisite Oktiv. Says that he shechted, and then he seduced him. But mehisito, how did he seduce him? Bisvicha, with the achila, the food that he brought him. So there, they connect between the two verbs in the pasuk, vayizbach, vayisiteyo, that there's a correlation between them, that the hasata is done by the zvicha. Vidoma, ovadya, zavach. Oh, so wait a minute, maybe ovadya, who is a navi, navi emet, who's in charge of the household of Achav. Achav, on the request of Izebel, kills out all the navi emet. But Ovadya hides some of the Nevi'emet, and he also works in the house of Achav and Izebel. So now Ovadya, maybe he was the one who did the shechting over here. If Ovadya did the shechting, then that's why Yoshaphat ate from it. So Gemara says, it says, Larov Ktiv. It doesn't just say Vayizbach, that he shechted. It says Vayizbach Larov. They did multitudes of shechita. Ovadya lo havi sapek. Ovadya can't do all that shechita. Maybe he could do a couple of them, but he did all of them. So Gemara says, Vidilma. Shivat Alafim, maybe it's talking, this is quoting from a pasuk that is found in Malachim that describes when Eliyahu was coming and leaves Achav after Har Carmel. It says over there, the pasuk narrates that they were Hishar to Bisrael Shivat Alafim, Kol HaBirkayim Shalu Karu LaBaal. Shem is telling Eliyahu that I have 7,000 Nevi'im that are still around, the V'Emet, who did not bow down to the Baal. Could be that they're just Kshevim in Israel that didn't bow down to the Baal. So there are plenty of the V'Emet that were still running around. So maybe it wasn't Ovadya, But maybe they have Kshirim that were there and they were doing the Shechita. Maybe they were the ones who did it. Dechtivi Sharti B'Yisrael, Shivet Alefim Kol Haber Kaim Eshalu Karu LaBaal, that had these leftover, these 7,000 that were left over that didn't worship to the Baal. Where it says, Tumuri Havi Mitamre, Mizevel. They were hiding from Mizevel. That's why I thought they were Nevi'im, because Mizevel killed out all the Nevi'ei Emet. So they were hiding from Mizevel, not because they were Kshirim, but because they were Nevi'ei Emet. They're hiding from Mizevel. Dilma, Gavri de Achav Havu Malu. Maybe Achav's servants, Achav's people that worked over his house were good people. It says, Lo Sakadatcha. That you would never think. Dichtiv, because it says in the Pasuk Mishlei, Moshel Machshiv al Dvar Sheker. A ruler who heeds Sheker, Kol Meshartav Rishaim. All of his servants are Rishaim. I mean, if Achav is this type of person, the people that are working for him are definitely not good people. Right, so there's one guy that's hanging out there, but in general, we won't assume that his workers are that case. Dilma Gavre de Yoshafat, Namilo Havumalu. Maybe the Gavre of Yoshafat were also not good people. Yoshafat's servants, maybe they're also not good people. Therefore, Zavuach Gavre d'Achav, Acho Gavre de Yoshafat. The items that were shechted by Achav's entourage were eaten by Yoshafat's entourage. Zavuach Ovadio, Achal Yoshafat. When Ovadio did that one thing, that's what Yoshafat ate. Where it says, Lo Sakadatcha. It's a two-way street. If Achav is a bad king, his servants are bad people. If Yoshafat's a good king, his people are going to be good people. He's going to have good servants. Maybe whatever Achav's servants shechted, he and his servants ate, and he and his entourage ate. Zavuch gavrei Yoshafat. Yoshafat's servants did shechita over there, and then Achav Yoshafat v'gavrei. Yoshafat and his entourage, they ate from their own shechita, and Achav and his entourage ate from their shechita. Where it says, Lo ava miflag nafshei minei. He did not separate himself away from Achav. I mean, Yoshafat was friendly here with Achav. He comes in, and he partakes of whatever was there. They did this, they basically created separate meals. They had separate shechita, separate meals. That doesn't make so much sense because the whole idea was that Achav's calling him up to bring them together and to create an alliance that they go up to Ramat Gilad to fight together. And so the fact that if you create that type of separation, that would indicate that Yoshafat was very, very separate from Achav, and that's not the case. The Gemara will do this tomorrow. The Gemara will say, Minalan, where do we know that from? How do we know that Yoshafat wasn't so separate from Achav? And we'll deal with that in tomorrow's daf. So we'll stop over here.